Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Christian Nelson, and these are your morning headlines for Friday, January 28, 2022. An Idaho Falls apartment exploded yesterday, injuring four people. The Idaho Falls Fire Department announced in a Facebook post that crews received a report of an explosion on the 500 block of Fanning Avenue that happened yesterday afternoon. Four people were injured, and two of them were taken to the hospital. All occupants of the apartment complex were and remain evacuated. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced changes to employment standards in the Church Education System, or CES. According to the changes outlined in a church news release yesterday, all new employees of CES who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be required to hold and be worthy to hold a current temple recommend. Current church member employees are invited to adopt the adjustment voluntarily. Elder Clark G. Gilbert is the Church Commissioner of Education. He said CES institutions are unique among educational institutions because of their mission to develop disciples of Jesus Christ, who are leaders in their homes, in the church, and in their communities. Being worthy to hold a temple recommend means a person believes in and lives the doctrines and practices of the church. Gilbert said since CES employees have the greatest impact on students who attend these institutions, it's critical for each one to represent the mission, values, and goals of the church. Legislation containing Idaho's largest ever tax cut is continuing its apparent unstoppable trip through the legislature. The measure on Thursday cleared a Senate panel and headed to the full Senate. The record $600 million cut includes a one-time $350 million in rebates and $250 million in permanent income tax reductions going forward for people and businesses. The measure has already cleared the House, and Republican Governor Brad Little has twice sent his budget chief to testify upon its behalf. Backers say the tax cuts return money to the people who paid it. Opponents say the tax cuts mostly benefit the wealthy at the expense of essential government services such as education. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Friday, January 28th, 2022. I'm Christian Nelson. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.